So then if everything appears to us to exist from its own side, to exist in its own right, okay, the way things appear to us, I mean, they present themselves, however you want to, there's this phrase in Tibetan that maybe is not used in English so much, but everything presents itself to us as existing from its own side, whether it's the self or objects or our body and mind. All of these things seem to exist in their own right. That's the way they appear to us. And so then, what is being said here is that, well, they don't exist the way they appear to us. Okay, they seem to exist in this way. I mean, we feel they exist in this way, but they don't exist in the way that they appear to exist. And so. Instead of existing from their own side, if they did exist from their own side, then we should be able to then examine them. Okay, if we examine whatever we analyze, we should be able to say, well, we should be able to find whatever it is, if when we analyze it, that it should be, you know, point outable. Oh, this is it. If we examine and take apart whatever it is that we're with, you know, a chair or a table or a person or whatever it is, if it actually exists from its own side, from in its own right, you know, separate from the mind, then it should, well, you can forget about the separate from the mind, just exist in its own right, then it should be that if we examine that thing, then we should be able to come up, oh, here it is, okay? But anything that we examine, we'll only find, we'll only be able to come up with what it isn't. This is not it, that's not it, this is not it, that's not it. And then, so then because that's so, okay, I mean, because it does exist as a dependent arising, okay, it does, it's all these different factors coming together, and then there is, then it has an existence in its own, as a dependent arising of the imputing mind, and then what are the mind that's doing the imputing, and then the various bases or parts of that object that are, we're imputing the object to, that does exist, but then this, it doesn't exist the way it appears. Okay, so then, because it doesn't exist in the way it appears, then there's this language that there's no form, no feeling, no discrimination, no sound, no, the language is like that, but it doesn't mean that it completely, you know, doesn't exist, completely does not exist. It means that it just doesn't exist the way it appears to exist. That's what it's talking about.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the indigo. rangwini meba de sangye ta simjen de chue kangga chibarwa kashe rangwini yo kashe rangwini meba tinde yo mara chue thamje tinde re tin de tenjin de ban jong ha si yo ara tu du ten chue thamje tenjin de ban jong re o ti kunju me de kunju na na shi ta ba yo mara na na shi ta ba yo mara ina ko le ga chig yo re du yo re de yo re de wa ji yo re du me ji yo re ko le ga chig du yo ra Jadi attention dia pun juga kunjung bersih ada. Nampak ni sih tak banyak mari kunjung bersih. Kunjung sambil, tanya sambil. Jadi yang kita tanya sambil, caci sambil pun juga ada. Tapi yang tambah dekat esok ni, jadi tuan ni sih mari rangun ni tongbar esok ni, lumun ni dia rangun ni tongbar dia lah. Tujuan dia pun juga tu leh, ni caci sambil pun juga ada. Tongbar dah, kunjung bersih, kaya sambil bersih ada.
So then in this system what's very important is these ideas of emptiness and dependent arising. Okay, that things have some kind of that they're empty of. Well, the idea that they are dependent arisings and that they function as dependent arisings and just appear falsely to us. Okay, to have some kind of independent existence is what we call we translate this as conventional existence. This is how they exist conventionally. They appear to us wrong, falsely to exist on their own, but then they actually don't exist on their own. Many causes and conditions coming together, and they function perfectly well. Everything works in this, although they don't appear to us, they falsely appear to us, still they are dependent arisings, and everything is able to function perfectly well. And so this is called their conventional truth, is what we say. But they're ultimately, they lack this. They lack the self-existence that they appear to have. Okay, that they seem to have some kind of an independent existence, but they lack that, and so then that lack of their self-existence is what we call their emptiness. Okay, and that's the ultimate truth. Okay, the ultimate truth about whether it's ourselves. Or the self, or objects other than the self, then all of them lack this. Existence from in their own right, or existence from their own side.
Nyamu kanga de ngao samsa nga de rango wa chinsi edo wa o de le tene ni nga liya pe tselen de be shinsha che ngayi chichi che de le tene chakba te sama tselen de be shinsha pe ke sama mu che de le tene ni chowa se edo che nyamu kanga de ko ngao se rango ne chukam che cha kondru tabi che ne pache de ne mi chichi la su ne o ko nga le la budu wa se joshua lam na kaya mendo nga le tukisha si lam na ngā lā gu duwa, sē nā kō ngā kōngu sā gu duwa. Ngā jī yu jē, ngā dī kē shēngbō shēbō tsī sā, kō nām sā kōngu lā gu yā rā. Shēndā dī kē shēngbō mā sā kō lā lā nā, kē mē duwa sā mtā ngā kē mō kē kāwa yu gu yā rā. Kē kō rā ngū nē trūpa dī, sā mbā dī shūk shēngbō yu sā, kōngu ngā jē, chā dō, nām sū, lē sū, sā ngā yu gu yā rā. Kō tōngbā sā mū tā shē nā nē, shēng jā dā kāngā.
Some
look for my domain, she give my care, your mind. Some look for the core, 또아서 코르마도 이나 에는 지바디 용비와라 야보지 코르토나는 콘 지바 용고 어디 야보도 상토 투비와라 어디 이데 미 삼로 렛다기 다기 제 상게 추스 용비와마도 강가리아 똥바레스 우지 겸 송비오마 카셜티 야구요마데 지바 지비와라 삼로 셈로 찬나 어디 이데 카르 상게 다 예 송비와 콜타 예 라나마도 강가 챙기와라 콜다 예 라나마 다 메스나 콜라우다 게게도 근데 콜 팬도 민도 내가 다 요리 장은 요리다 다든 나로 쉬게 요리 요리 쓰기 요리 그거 어디 있네 가면도 삼기 요리 어디래
So then why is it that we're talking then about this idea of things being empty of being or lacking this existence from their own side that they're that they don't exist from their own side. It's because this is the basis for our becoming involved in these destructive emotions. If somebody through attachment to ourselves and then hostility to others, you can see how it works. Because like if somebody said something bad to us, then, or said something bad to Joshua, for instance. If they said something bad to Joshua, you go, oh, that doesn't matter. But if they say it to us, then we go, oh, they said it to me, and then there's some kind of feeling, oh, me, they're doing something. And so then you can see how it just sort of comes in there right away, this idea of that, oh, me, instead of thinking in that way, then if we can then run it, run the torso,
So then,
if we then cultivate this view of that things don't have this kind of existence from its own side, then what happens is that we reduce our afflictions. Okay, our afflictions become less, and then we, as a result, have some kind of peace or happiness. But we don't bring harm to others. But instead of When this was taught by the Buddha, then the Buddha couldn't teach this to everybody in the same way, because some people, when they heard this idea of emptiness, then they would become afraid. And so then the Buddha was very skillful. He was able to determine which people, could hear this teaching, which people couldn't hear this teaching, and if somebody if he was teaching to a group of people that couldn't hear this, then he would say, that there is a self, within our body and mind. There's this self that exists in its own right and has its own existence, and so then when they heard that, then they would feel comforted, and then. Because the Buddha could see that if he taught them that there wasn't such a self, then they'd fall into some kind of a negative nihilistic view, and then they would harm themselves. And so then he instead would teach there is such a self, and then for people who could hear it, then he would teach this lack of self. And so there And it was because of the Buddha's ability to distinguish how people think about themselves. He was able to then teach appropriately to many different kinds of people. Then if there's some time here for questions, if anybody had any questions. I think Kathy has a question there. I can see a hand up.
Yeah, I had to figure out how to get myself off mute first.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. In reviewing verse 278, I'm a little bit confused over the non-Buddhist philosophers think that they give up attachment to the destructive emotions that will cause them to achieve nirvana. And here's the question part. But is what is really needed is to understand emptiness? Is that where the... I'm trying to get to the core of what this verse is really saying.
Cikje did the... Because the...
Cikje got it.
Because the mutek by the... That's a... Dating Cikje Sumba de. Mutepa Densa, because Tapa Kalingi or de. In the end, then Kwanza Tapa Domba Korla Gabo Yoma, then a concert, in a concert Tapa Duna, then a Domba Shena, then a de. Consul of Pandobo, then they sigi to get. Sigi, then they sigi to get. The consul Domba,
Domba, they call the cabbage or Marva, Shigi or Wakashi.
No,
then they came and then give me do some yora. Oh, dear, you go. You must ship over here
now.
Domba Samutana Mado, and then you must ship to Gumares.
Rang
ni yeban jimba de nyam ka ga chi yo re se di samlu de mero so go re se di di che le go re se si yo ra
yeah the saying that if you want liberation, okay, Aryadeva is saying if you want liberation and you want to put an end to the afflictions, then the afflictions come from this belief in a self that exists in from its own side. So then the only way you're going to eliminate those is to eliminate this our adhering to this self that exists in its own right, this misconception of a self. So then they're pointing out if you want to attain liberation, then you have to have this, you know. That's basically what Aryadeva is saying in this verse. So they have this idea that you have to attain liberation, right? That they have this But their main problem is that they also believe in a self, right, that is permanent and sort of unitary, you know, independent, and it somehow exists within our body and mind, this kind of a self, and then it doesn't need to depend upon anything else. It exists, on its own. It can set itself up. It's completely not autonomous, I guess is a good way of thinking it. It's self-contained or whatever. And then, they say, well, if you don't have that kind of self, then what is it that came from a previous lifetime and is going to go into the future lifetime? And what is it that attains anything? You have to have something, And so basically they have the, you know, that idea very strongly, and then but Aryadeva is saying, well, that's the very basis for us producing these afflictions that you want to get rid of, you know. And so then if you want to really get rid of your afflictions, then here's the way to do it. It'll completely get rid of them if you contemplate this idea of emptiness. But then and therefore, you know, you should be happy to have this way that would actually eliminate all of the, you know, all of the afflictions.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah,
but if you're thinking that, oh, this self is independent, self-existent, and permanent, then you're just making, you know, the root, you're reinforcing that root, the basis for the afflictions. You're making it stronger and stronger the more you do.
Yeah. The afflictions being
Drew.
Pride, anger.
Yeah, pride, anger,
jealousy.
Attachment, jealousy, all these are the destructive emotions is another, people use that word and it's more generally understood, but when we're talking, you know, translating and talking about Buddhism, we use this word afflictions. Mental afflictions sometimes people do. Because they disturb the mind. Sometimes people use disturbing emotions or something. The idea is that they disturb. Andrew, yeah.
Generalized question. Since we come from a council.
Oh, wait. Yeah, we forgot about that.
I just had more of a general question, because we come from like a counseling background and we are studying counseling right now at a university in New Jersey.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
I just wanted to know, how would you suggest that someone kind of incorporate Buddhist teachings to help, you know, people who are in need of counseling or who seek counseling, or what resources they could use to kind of help ail their emotional problems or daily problems in their lives, you know, just trying to help them out. What could we use from Buddhist teachings?
Semki Gorla Lobchon Jake in the other one. The concept the me kache the semgi nyobta chi yuna then a concert nyam de kecha j go or what the that's an American good looks or what then a concert de la lobchon j or the yinya nine bit chula kari lobchon j go the concert leka la kare pengire de nine bit chula kare yore.
Really, the same guy, I'm just saying, the young woman, same guy, I'm just the church in Israel.
Church,
Tite Takwa Devi Maradi, Chema del Marichagres, Pamuna Lavi Ora, or D. Johnson, same Nigiva Chigi or Maris. But do you know, same the two to you or Mari? Jivian and Drum and that was the Tantiman, the younger Cochinire, Milam Nashiri, Guman Nashiri, younger than Dogre, Telashida, Shenja Chigi or Maran, when it was all Valley D. Johnson. Tongany the Tuzukangi or a Tongany come to another Yashu Kangira. Or the man.
In Tibet, we never had anybody who had to be like a psychiatrist or a psychologist. It seemed to be all contained in the teachings themselves. The best, of course, the best thing that's contained in the teachings are these teachings on emptiness. You know, in terms of getting rid of disturbing emotions and undermining them, right? But in general, if that's approach doesn't work, then there's a lot of advice, basically, a tremendous amount of advice about how to, you know, what really helps is that just people understand, well, this is just the way things are, you know, that this is the way it's going to be. In Buddhism, we say, well, this is the nature of cyclic existence. You know? So once you are born here, then, you know, you're going to be, you know, having conflict, and there's going to be difficulties, and there's going to be, you know, not getting what you want, and all these things are going to happen to you, and that's just the way it is here. You know, you're not going to get everything that you want. So that sort of, and then there's a lot of just practical advice on if people arguing a lot, you know, disputing, you know, in a lot of conflict, that you can, there's different methods to cultivate in order to be patient and tolerant of others and so forth. This kind of advice is very helpful.
Ko tang bu ne tam man de yong ya yu be de sam lu tang yo ra mi ta ba re ka ga jun du re ta ba de de ma re sam lu yo ra a de de che ma tam man de ya ga de to ga chi re so na o de de yong ga re sam se to bi wa tang bu ne a ya ga she chi ma dong ga du bu nye me nyu si ko ne che ra lo ga che re chi je ti cho mu do kha she le we re ne lo ga che ma tang ga lo chen bu yan da da lo kem be shi re so sa ji gi ma do namdo yo mare sa ko ge ye de shen be chi le ge ye de shi ye de ko nam ju ne ko sam ru de chi ra rang shi re sam ta chi ne de sam ta chi na sa di lab sha na mang bu lab sha na ya u wa ne ne lab yo ra ne de lab sha na ko ba ba so ya de sam ru na ba da lab bi do wa ti chi na yong bu do wa ka ga na ta ma di ka re ye na ti le sam ta da ru yo ru
Yeah, it seems helpful, really, that people think about things first before they happen, you know, and so we have this idea of impermanence and things will change, that are constantly going through a process of change. So then, if you have that idea right from the beginning, then if something happens to you, you know, some sudden change and that you don't like, then you won't go, oh, why is this happening to me? You know, if you have some way of thinking about it beforehand, then people won't get so upset. So I think that for instance, if in this country, you know, if you say, how old are you, they don't want to say how old they are. and then you know, we say, oh, I'm getting old now, and you know, I'm going to die soon, and you know, we're just sort of very relaxed because we have this idea already that, you know, things are you know, what do you say, that we're not going to always be here, you know, and so it's that kind of idea, you know, that there's a lot of, you know, just sort of a very practical approaches.
So
another one is that is very helpful is that people, you know, when they have some difficulty, they think, oh, it's happened, this is happening to me, oh, this is awful, you know, and if they could just see a wider perspective and see how, oh, there's many different people that have these problems, and you know, if they look at it from a wider perspective, then they won't get so, you know, what do you say, basically upset, right? Yeah, Drew?
Can they think of it more as a temporary problem?
And think of the nakap, the nyoptochi chungbare, yinian degimare, the nakap red.
Oh, that's Jinju does you have to. Hm. Yes, you chung so na. ko sobju jaya chi yo na simje ma ji se ra sobju jaya yang ja de me ba se tap chi chi se so ye me ge ji na sa re ta simje je jara jong de se ra tumhe ga lo tumhe chen kar chi ba se so ye me le yu sho sta simje che pa sha shu se ra ke ti chi su ye na ne te la me ga che chi ko se ke ti chi su me na te la me ga che chi ke ta jara me ga chen kar ma de ra चलन जे लाज लास न ता ला सर को लागे तिल फे तो जुजे ता छास यु छो सब ने हरो ता तन द सिम दे चे द ने सो 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 कले रो
ने ने
वो दी तो लग जे रो
ने वो द या इट्स लाइक दिस वेरी गुड एडवाइस इन इन एक्चुअली दिस वेरी गुड एडवाइस इन 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 दिस वन बुक यू नो द बोधिसत्त्व'स वे ऑफ लाइफ वेयर द ऑथर सेज यू नो इफ देयर्स If this is for dealing with the trying to keep your mind happy, basically. And if there's some way of changing the situation, why be unhappy? You know, if there's no way of changing the situation, why be unhappy? You know, the idea is basically that. That there's a if there's a solution, another way of translating that, if you have a problem, then there's a solution. Well, then why are you unhappy? You can enact the solution. If there's no solution, then why are you adding to your misery by thinking about it? You know, it's just sort of like you're adding misery to misery. You know, unhappiness to unhappiness.
If something is 500 points of misery, then why make it 10,000 points of misery?
Yeah, exactly.
Just
yeah.
keep it at 500 points of misery.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Why add to you? I think Karen has a question.
If before I ask my question, could I just ask for some clarification on an answer you just gave to the gentleman who's studying counseling? If you said, if you think about things before they happen, we learn in Buddhism to think about things before they happen, and I guess our motivations. If something happens, we don't say, you know, why is this happening to me? If you're saying, we say instead, you know, I should have thought differently at the beginning, I should have thought about this beforehand, is that what you're saying?
No, you sort of mixed a couple of things together there, and the idea is that if you knew about it, one idea was impermanence, right? And then that's the idea that if you're prepared for change, then once change comes, then it won't be upsetting to you. Then the other one, again, I was saying, let's see. If you think about things, I'm sorry, in the beginning you had... what was the thing in the beginning?
Think about things before they happen.
Not think about things before they happen. It's not really like that. It's just that if you have a, you know, sort of a broad perspective and you're... In that context, Gendo was talking about just... This is the way things are, you know, the nature of things, how things are. If you're just sort of more accepting of the difficulties of life, you know, that life has its difficulties, and that's the way life is here, you know. That was another way that he was talking about.
Okay, thank you. Going back to the subject of emptiness, I just wanted to run by how I'm responding, how I'm thinking about this meditation on emptiness. For instance, and tell me if this is correct, if you will, that if we look at this computer and we think somebody put the parts together, somebody made the aluminum, somebody measured the inner space so the parts could fit, somebody made the buttons. If this were not done, we would not be able to impute computer. We ourselves cannot make all these things happen. We are dependent on others doing these various things. We may not know how to make the aluminum, not what bond to use. And thinking about this gives sort of a sense of community. And then we are the result of many causes. Is that too much?
Maybe. Some of the computer did me send out a server day because the jock the server day, then the jock drum and drum mom would drum and drive me send out a jabber day, the server day, then it me send out la dene because I did domba corla for some of the dungy or what then it then Johnson did me send out la. Dango de ngatsu rangi te tu kasa computer sergo ma de mi shenda la dango de ko de nyam de chi driver ma de ne de de be de kasa domba den de samla dan de de ngatsu de chitso la kasa chitso gola de samla dangi de mi shenda la dango de de denjung dende rebe
ko denjung su de ni ora chi de ko yudan ke mang bu so ba lo ten ko ra chi che bu la tu ko ba so ko ba ngwe ko kare na tu ni mang bu chi le ten ne ko lu bu to thong ko ba de denjung de bre ju ma chi si ra chi de ko rang ge cha she si ba ju ma ro de ko rang cha she ba kang ba ri ne to da ge go da de zu re cha she ba o de zu le Dözün denlene kangba aspata gibi oldu. Kangbe çaşe tezu kangba mayı diye re tezu tenje. Ki bunda sıkba da tezu toğa tezu tene. Ben de kangba aspata gibi oldu. Ve tenje diye bir joğan. Tene tapa asıyor. Ne diyor? Yudan kenle tene su. Çukurwa. Çünkü mangbu yudu kole mangbu ci çoğura. Koran'da çeşedin teni löpa dağı yola. Tongbaşı diyor Koran rağmenin macuba. Şenli çeşedin teni dözün teni çuba. Bu dersin gidi ko rağmenin lege çıkıyor ama lege çıkıyor mangbu ci çoğunayını lege çıkıyor. Tardan, lodan, nalombaşı diyor mangbu ci dözün teni ko lege çıkıyor. Koran rağmenin ko tezulun matöbe ci ko çingeci yomarla.
So then there's two ways of thinking about dependent arising. One is that the you've got a guy that's got to go? Go ahead.
Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome. So there's two ways of thinking about dependent arising. One is that things sort of come into existence dependent upon various causes and conditions. Okay, that dependent upon causes and conditions, the effect arises, right? And so then that's one way. Another way is thinking that that dependent upon all different sorts of parts. Okay, like in the house, there's the walls, the roof, and the floors, and the ceilings, and the windows and the doors and all those different parts, and then the mind imputes to that house, okay? And so the computer's like that, all these different parts that we then impute. But the idea is that when you think about emptiness in this context on the second one, that these, there are all these different parts that come together and then the thing then we are able to impute to that house, right? All the different parts of the house come together, and then we impute to that house. But what the house seems to come from its own side. It doesn't seem to be dependent upon all these parts and so forth. It seems to exist in its own right, separate from these parts. And so then emptiness is talking about that. It's talking about this, that the house lacking this kind of existence in its own right, or separate from all the different parts, that there's something, there's some kind of house there, you know, that exists separate from the parts.
So the example that I gave was more in line with the first one, it's causes and conditions, that people did this and did this to make it happen.
So we're talking about, you know, those are, it's really talking about many causes and conditions coming together, you know, people making the metal and the glass and the different parts, and therefore, and then all those things come together, and then it is able to function, you know, function as a computer. And that's a dependent arising, Okay, so then everybody's leaving here, so the four people had to go a little earlier, but I think maybe we can dedicate here. I dedicate all this virtue to emulate the knowledge of the hero Manjushri, and likewise Samantabhadra as well. With whatever dedication is praised as supreme by all the conquerors who traverse the three times, I also dedicate all my roots of virtue for the sake of auspicious deeds.
Oh, yeah.
So, thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Very
good
much.
Thank you.
Diana, you do that. What's that, Rick? Okay, bye.
Bye, Shalom.
Okay, bye, Diana. We're hanging up here. Some people are leaving on the internet.